Yeah. I'm brand new riding through my old hood. Make it look so good. You know they might be hating, but the pros would. Make it look so good. Cool blue. Bunch of cool dudes. It's cool, yeah.
Yes. CUNY Radio. Episode 2, I got a little gas. This is the show where we talk a little bit, rap a little bit, talk a little bit more,
okay,
rap some more, and then we hit them with the shameless plugs.
Nice.
I am your favorite uncle, Corey Matthews, representing Cool University, and I'm here with my dog. It's your boy, it's always your boy, it's Holly. He's always your boy, even when he's drinking coffee.
Always.
Early in the morning.
Cognac and coffee.
Let me tell you something, man. It has been a beautiful first episode ride, pilot run. We had a lot of good comments.
Nice.
A lot of good conversation was built.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy that we got the opportunity to be back here in the glorious Red Room Studio.
Ooh.
All right, where all the magic happens.
A lot of magic.
And we're going to give you guys more of what we said we're going to give you.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with you, though, Holly? How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. I can't complain, you know. Been in a music mood a lot more lately.
Mm-hmm.
Just listening to different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just... I literally wake up with a song in my head every morning. It doesn't matter what song. It could be from Nas to Ariana Grande.
Speaking of her, right?
Yeah, right.
She's had an interesting last couple of hours. But yeah, it's crazy, man. This has geared me back again to say, ooh, I like listening and like spit. And you know, we got a good friend, my friend Black Jack.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Daniel Thompson.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Put his government right out.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's doing. He's signing it.
He's
D Thompson.
I'm not Black Jack anymore. I'm Daniel.
But the track he put out, Fire Pressure, on iTunes.
Oh, shout out to him.
That's on, I think, all the platforms. So shout out to my man D Thompson.
Okay.
Putting in that work, former Black Jack individual. So like I said, man, if you guys were familiar with the first episode, you understand the format, okay?
Yeah. So tell them again what it is.
Well, if you don't, we talk a little bit, rap a little bit, talk a little bit more, then we rap some more.
Damn right.
All right, that's all the explanation I got
like,
for you.
I just like hearing that being said. I like hearing you say that. I think it's the coolest shit.
I tell you this, man.
It's like the best way to, like, what's your podcast about?
Well,
it's a podcast where we talk a little bit, rap a little bit, talk a little bit, and rap some more.
You know what? That's the easy way for me to answer the question.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it would be, I don't know. I can't say I don't know anymore.
So, just to start off a little bit, can we acknowledge, since this is a music podcast, can we acknowledge the falling of a great?
Oh, yeah.
Since we brought up Ariana Grande real quick.
Read the baby.
Yeah. Can we just rest in peace to her? You know, shout out to RIP to her real quick.
All right, let's get a nice little quick moment of silence for the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Soul.
Yeah, man.
All right. All right.
Yeah,
baby.
Man.
Had them red shoes.
Yeah, rest in peace to Aretha, man.
Going on to the Lord.
Yeah.
Definitely. Nice in my new red shoes.
Oh, she definitely in the Lord's choir. She leading the Lord's choir.
Whoever had that job, you just got removed.
I mean, think about all the fallen greats that might be in heaven right now. And I think me and Deb spoke about it on Since Podcast. I feel like the only person that didn't make it to heaven was probably Rick James.
Oh, he probably had a hard time. He probably had to
negotiate his way in. He probably had to audition.
He had to bring his lawyer. He had a legal aid attorney at the gates. Look, you know. Whew, James, this sheet here. I tell you one thing, man. Thank you guys for your service, Miss Aretha Franklin. Thank you for giving us valuable music that we can live by.
And jewels, if you think about it.
You know, even though I heard you had a little nasty attitude, girl.
Yeah, but she's a diva. She's a diva. She earned it. Sometimes you can earn the shitty attitude.
I'm working on that.
It's like, bitch, do you know what I put into this motherfucker?
I can say what I want to you.
I say what the fuck I want. She could have treated Beyonce like shit.
She probably would have had to eat that too. Jesus Christ.
Beyonce would have had to fucking kiss the rings.
I'm telling you, man, CUNY Radio, we are here. And now we're going to go to one of my favorite parts of the show,
yeah.
The MK3 Imagery Cup.
Ooh.
All right, where these questions are coming from around the world and around the corner.
This cup is sponsored by MK3 Imagery.
MK3 Imagery, baby. All right, so.
Follow them on social media.
Who's picking first? Am I going to pick first, or are you going to pick first?
Do we go to our all?
Well, we save that.
No, we save that.
We right? save that. That's only for nuclear bombs, when nuclear bombs are ready to settle.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'll choose the first one.
Okay.
All right, I'll choose the first one.
That's fine.
All right, here we go. First question.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Okay.
Dopest rap voice.
Dopest rap voice.
Dopest rap voice.
So dopest rap voice is just like
how the person sounds sonically.
Okay.
On the track.
Okay.
Who are you going with, my sir?
Me first?
Mm-hmm, you first.
So there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that I like to listen to. A lot of voices that appeal to me. More than just my feet, you know, whoever my favorite rapper might be.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily have to be his voice. But there's a few voices that appeal to me, like Styles P, Rick Ross.
Yeah, Rick Ross has a golden voice.
Yeah. Those two in particular, especially. But I feel like one of my favorites... What's going on with the mic? What was that?
Sounds like a phone.
Okay. So, one of my personal favorites... I'm going to have to say, this is a shot in the dark. Nobody's going to see this coming, but Royce the 5'9".
Oh.
Yeah. Royce the 5'9".
Really?
Yeah. Royce the 5'9" has one of the most unique voices to me that I've heard. And his voice, any beat that he gets himself onto, his voice... It just melts with it so perfectly.
And he's ripping it too.
And he's always ripping it.
He's ripping it too.
He's always ripping it.
Yeah.
Also, Black Thought. When I'm going to say
Tyreek Crowder, right?
Yeah. When I'm with Styles P, Rick Ross, definitely Black Thought is up there. But one that really appeals to me a lot when I hear him rapping it, it's just the conviction in his cadence is just like. Yo, this nigga knows how to fucking spit, and he rips it.
He's a craftsman. He's a trademan in this thing called rap.
Yeah, and I like people, and I like people like Eminem too, who can animate their voice.
Well, you know it's him.
To. Yeah,
you know, I think a lot of this question boils down to when you hear them speak. You cannot even see a name or nothing, but you know who it is right off the bat.
Yep.
Mine, okay, not so much a shot in the dark. I've gotta go with the Snowman.
Oh, Young of course, Jizzle. But of course.
Let me tell you something about Young Jizzle.
But of course.
That's a voice.
That is a voice. It really is.
That I'm guaranteeing you right now, Stevie, one that never seen him.
Yeah.
Okay. We can hear him coming in the room. Is that Jeezy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, up in Canton. Mm-hmm. Up in Canton. Mm-hmm. We in the woods of all woods of all woods. My man Hub. All right, Hub, we shouting you out again. He comes into the apartment. He got a stack of CDs from the campus store, old school style. All right. CDs, we talking.
Yeah.
And he got a couple joints, and he's
so
like.
This is before.
This is 2006.
This is really before. iPods.
Oh yeah, like absolutely. Like,
should probably this right around like, the brink of iPod.
I might have had like a mini disc, like
a little bit before that. Play. Yeah, I remember those. Yeah,
only
old school
mini discs.
Mini disc players.
So he comes in, he's like, "Yo, you got to hear this joint." I'm like, "Jeezy, Young Jeezy." I'm like, "Yo, wait, the So Icy nigga, like,
yeah,
I don't want to hear that
word."
You know what I mean? Like, yo, son, come on, son. You know, it was Diplomat everything at that point. Diplomat everything.
Where?
If it wasn't the set, I did not want to hear it.
Where?
Okay? So, he like, nah. Mm-mm. You got to hear this. So, boom, you know, we happened to have some happy flowers that were around. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, those things. Yeah. And, yo, by the time I heard, I'm the realest in it. You already know, got Trapper of the Year 3 times in a row.
But what they give you?
Yeah. Yo. No voice in America like Young Jizzle, the Snowman.
Yo, it's funny that you say that. I have been on a Jeezy Thug Motivation 101 bitch for the past couple of weeks.
Classic. But the great American philosopher, Young Jizzle.
Young Jizzle.
Let me tell you something, man. I don't care. Hands down. Voice of the people. Yeah. Young Jizzle. Yeah. Snowman.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like, definitely. Yes, he made you. All right. Jeezy made you vote for Obama. I don't care what nobody else said.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Jeezy made you do it.
Yeah, yeah. The president was already black before he
and his Lambo was blue. Yeah. And it looked marvelous.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to the Snowman. You're my number one voice, bro. Absolutely. Hands down.
You know what's funny? Young Jeezy should buy Barack Obama a blue Lamborghini.
Should, right? You're in debt, yeah, right?
He should.
You need more. You need to cop
for his service, for Obama's service. He should do it.
If Jeezy ever hits, he's like, whoa, turn it off.
Well, Obama should buy him the blue Lambo.
But he should buy Jizzle the blue Lambo.
Only reason why I didn't say that is because Jeezy probably already got it. Because he said it. If he said he had it, means he already got it.
Let me tell you something, man. Hands down, my voice of the people. Let me tell you something, man. That was the beautiful question one.
Yeah.
From the MK3 Imagery Cup.
Yeah, boy.
I tell you this, man, this is going to be a sweet ride. And when we come back from the break, no rap.
Yeah, right.
We ready, yo.
All right.
Like what they have to say, and you may not always agree with how they say it.
And you know what? Whoever's with you and on your team, take them, whether they're white, Spanish, Irish, Indian, and other types of cultures of women that I would fuck.
But one thing's for sure.
This is gonna sound so fucking bad.
They don't give a shit how you feel about it.
No, let's get back to the cuntiness.
This is Sorry, I'm Not Sorry. This is a podcast about the unapologetic opinion of two longtime friends, starring Depp.
I started coming up with a list of motherfuckers who are banned from Wakanda.
And Holly.
Well, I like a movie about a black dude killing a bunch of white people. That interests me.
This is the Sorry, I'm Not Sorry podcast. Find them on the iTunes podcast app, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, wherever the hell you find your podcasts. And now, back to the show to get these bars.
All right, you know what time this is. Uh-huh. We're back for the rock, paper, scissor.
Word.
Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, say shoot. Ah, clot.
All right, I go first. Let's do this. All right. I'll wrap this one.
Hey, it's the mic. It's the mic. It's the mic.
Yeah. Okay. Yo. I keep my cards back on black, like in a city crime. I say rollies over women. I'd rather spend the time. I know niggas on their job, wife and kids living fine. And I know niggas would rather do a 3 to 9 than a 9 to 5. Stuck my flag all in the spine, that vagina mine. Fuck a dime a dozen, rather dozen dimes. I put rocks up in my gold. I call that getting stoned. I don't need no vacation. That resort look like my home. I got 99 problems, and all of them is bitches. She gon' meet the Iron Man before she get the wizard. Gotta screaming, oh God, not a bitch religious. I just get the business. You niggas get defensive on my slow flow, sharper than heroin syringes. I got love for my block, but I'm only here to visit. Never show no weakness, never stress when I'm feeling low. Cause shit don't stop for nothing, so I'm running till I'm feeling
okay,
toes.
Today I'm giving thanks for every word I get the voice. Regrets are for them people, probably heard they had a choice. If I
wasn't playing boss, I had to be the top employee. I'll kill you if my daughter want these Octonaut toys. Listen up, kids, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. My style of balling on them, I should win the newest Heisman. Where I'm from, we eat our lunches at the La Bottega. And know them numbers faster than Yolanda Vega. First time I seen the gram, I went believer. Took the bus to Green Acres Mall and bought a beeper. When I was burning big dinky spliffs in the bleachers, you ain't even have the air bubbles in your sneakers. If you're full of insecurities, your presence make me itch. My lady know I'm really shit and never called a bitch. Until your thoughts link with purpose, there is no wins. And you can be chasing waterfalls and chasing trends, you heard? That was those bars.
I tell you one thing, Holly always comes with a frigging Hollywood bar. I have 99 problems and all of them, every one of them. Let me tell you something, that right there was a fire joint given to us by Uncle Tone. And hey, it's the Ma. Oh my God, that was fun. That was fun.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. You are back on the show where we talk a little bit, rap a little bit, talk a little bit more, then rap some more.
Damn right.
You know we're going to end it with the shameless plugs, but for now, we are going to get back to the MK3 Imagery Cup.
Yeah.
That's where our questions come from around the world and around the corner. I happen to pick the first one. So now, your turn, sir.
All right, so let's do this. Let me sip my cognac and coffee real quick, and then we're going to get into this.
Let me get some too, brother.
Let's get up in this question. Okay. So, question number two of today is... Hold on. I'm opening it up right now. What is your most influential rap verse?
Jesus.
So what I think this is saying is, you know, maybe a verse that you just, again, stands the test of time. Every time you listen to it, it gets you just as hype as it did when you first heard it.
Oh boy, let me tell you something. First of all, the Rolodex for that is long. Whose phone is that?
Boy, that's annoying.
The Rolodex of verses that I could have chose are ridiculous.
Hold on, put your phone far away again. That's yours.
Airplane moded it.
I'm about to do the same.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. So this verse right here that I love is from, now this is my shot in the dark here.
Okay.
One of the verses that stands out to me the most, stands the test of time, and hits my soul every time. Because of who this person is the reason why. And that is G Dep's first verse on the song Every Day. Hey yo, I walk down the block with my stomach in knots. Spend time hustling, running from cops. Broke as a joke. No ends at all. Can't play ball. And my Tim's is small. You can't buy trees with government cheese. I'd rather be where it's breeze. Niggas bubbling keys. My mom's got two jobs. One on her knees.
Yeah.
I write a letter to the governor. Please call off the deeds. This is where it gets amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
My baby mother with another brother with cash. I rolled down the window and laughed. Solve all my problems with Indo and hash. Bought my daughter a Nintendo, and now she's calling him dad.
That is definitely one of the sickest fucking verses.
See, Dap, I felt your pain, my good son. I felt your pain.
Oh my gosh, that was...
So
I remember that song.
And the beat was just so fire.
It was.
Let me tell you something. All right, here we go, Diddy. If you out there listening, kind of listening to this CUNY Radio shit. I know you're listening. So let me tell you something. Out of all the work you've ever done, all the Biggie shit, all the other shit, the 112, the Mary stuff,
The verse that how if you had anything to do with G Dep's everyday song,
where
that to me, sir, is your pillar of
accomplishment.
Yeah. The verse of G Dep. That the second and the second verse is hard too. But just that you know, first initial verse, I was in the world, I felt like I was right there with
him. Yeah. I gotta go and listen to that when this is over.
Yes. Let me tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen, that album was dope. He had some joints on it. Of course, you know, everybody break their necks and shoulders around the city.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all see the Harlem Shake now. We was originating back in my day. We originated that. Well, not me. I'm from Long Island. But the Harlem niggas did, and then we stole it.
Yeah, we definitely
did. But we stole it first. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, man. G-Dep, I love you. I know you behind those walls with that verse right there. Fire. And I hear my dude Kid. I think he loves the same verse, too. Kid Unit. I think he loves the same verse, too.
Kid.
Yo, and my brother loves Kid for some odd reason. But he loves the hell out of him, though.
Yo, he's shit.
He can do no wrong.
Yeah, he's a shit.
Hollywood. It's on you.
All right.
You tell me one of the most influential verses that you've ever heard in your life.
So, almost like you said, the one verse that my soul, it just snatches my soul every time I listen to it. I get the goosebumps. I get hype. It don't matter where I am. This one is, you know, this one almost a little cliche, but it really. Yeah, it really is. Yo, the phones is really taking over the mics now with the Ross Club.
They're hating. I'm on airplane mode, bro. Let me get my rocks off. I don't know about you.
If I put my phone on airplane mode and a certain person calls me and can't get in touch with me, I'm going to get cussed out.
Yo, you know what's funny? Now that mine is done, I'm going to take mine off airplane mode, man. Thank you for that reminder.
Turn off
my wife runs my life, guys, just for the record. I don't know if your wife runs yours, but
I'm sure definitely mine. Definitely,
I'm on borrowed time right now.
Yeah, Occupy Holly is definitely in effect. So my most influential rap verse is from the Notorious B.I.G. Life After Death album, His Goodnight, his first fucking verse. I make your mouthpiece obese like Della Reese. When I release you, lose teeth like Little C's, nigga. Please, blood flood your dungarees, and that's just half my whoop at that. The hypest part of the verse to me is when he gets to, I pull out four folds and go up in their clothes. Short chains, niggas. Snort cake, niggas. Extortion came quicker. Bought the range, nigga. You still tickle me. I used to be the strongest, but yo.
To Little C's, cripple me.
Now I'll play hard like my girl's nipples be. But then when he got to the, what's the ending part where he got to, he was like, sipping right Russian, bitch in the Benz bumping. I laced it with the basics. C6 TV's a system, knocking May shit. Face it, we hard to hit. Guard your shit for us. Oh my God.
Yo, let me
every
tell you
time
something.
We get to that part, I'm like, and it's right at the end, I just be like,
yo, let me tell you something, man.
I fan out like that nigga on the BET Awards. It's all Michael Jackson, Jake Brown.
Come on. Let me tell you something. Notorious One, we lost way too soon.
Word.
But let me tell you something. Son had bars, man. So, and it's crazy. Yo, how many years ago was that now?
97. That's 20-something years ago. 21 years ago.
Let me tell you something, son. That...
His 21 years
his
ago,
work,
he'd be 40. He'd be 40, like 44 right now.
His work.
44, 45.
His work was still something that...
Still young as shit.
Never, ever could you ever front on.
Word. Ugh.
I'll tell you one thing, son. The beauty of this CUNY Radio thing, we're going to try our best to bring up the names that maybe you might not even be thinking about right now. We're going to say it because
we're fans, man.
Fans.
We're fans before
fans
anything.
Fans of this music thing, man.
We love spitting this rap shit. We really do, and people have watched us do it for years and years. I mean, I guess I can make the announcement right now.
Okay, what's
people
that?
Who know us at Steady House.
Mm-hmm. Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. We're coming up on a decade anniversary.
Yeah, and now, you know, there are some people that really rode with us.
Really. from day one. Put it this way.
Cubase. Let me tell you something, son.
Yeah.
All right. You're not a real artist if you've never saw Cubase. No. I don't care what anybody says.
Definitely not.
All right. Google it. Do your Googles.
A lot of these new niggas think that they good because they might have their little Pro Tools and their little... Nah, you ain't know nothing until you knew
Cubase, bro.
That's how I started. That's how I started this whole engineering shit.
Let me tell you something, guys. Cubase, like I said, is an early recording program. Mm-hmm. And we're talking 2002?
Probably 2002.
Okay. 2002, I'm at my boy Uno Pinto. What up, baby? I don't know where you at. I hear he hustling some fine watches.
Oh, where?
Uno. I like that nigga. All right. Listen, brother. I'm a watch collector. Some time pieces. You heard? So
definitely a watch collector over
here. I'm at Uno's crib. Uno was a master with the beats at the time.
Yeah.
And I'm with my homie, Billion Dollar.
Make it holler. BD,
what the deal?
Yeah.
Love you, my G. And definitely. Yo, he starts, you know, booting it up. So we jump on, we record a verse. That was sweet right there.
Yeah.
So something in the back of my head says, yo, you should ask him. How did he get that? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, how you get that? Like, yo, how much is that program? Mm-hmm. He looked at me in my eyes and said, you want it? I'm like, is that a trick question? How do I answer this here? Right. I'm like, yeah, I'll take a copy. Yo, he burnt me a copy. Now this is, you could burn a copy. Yeah, this is this is old school.
Yeah. Little niggas don't know nothing about
this. He burnt me a copy. Yo, I ran I literally took it to thank you, almost kissed his hand, right, and I left. Billion was my ride. I actually got a ride there. I ran all the way home. Whose door did I run to and knock on?
It's your boy. It's your boy.
Always your boy. Hands it. Always your boy. I knock on his door and I swear to God, I'm sweating.
Word.
Like I just came from the Underground Railroad, son. This is it. This is freedom, my man. And we've been recording music ever since. So 10 Word. Years is in the bucket. Look, man, Steady House Music. Man, we put out some good joints, hopefully. Once upon a time, you liked them or maybe you loved them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's great to be here with my brother.
Since we're coming up on 10 years, you're definitely going to hear him again.
Yeah.
If you heard him before and if you didn't hear him, you're going to hear him for the first time. Because we're coming up on 10 years. So we got to celebrate that somehow. We got to do something.
Well, look, I believe we could always give him some good old music.
Yeah.
So guess what's going to happen? I'm putting everybody on blast right now. This next bars that you're going to get, these next bars when we come around, these 16s, we might repackage that and give that to you with a little bow on it.
Yeah. Damn right.
All I know is guess what time it is.
Ooh.
When we come back, we're going to rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
And then you're going to hear some rap.
Alright, let's do it. Yeah.
You are listening to CUNY Radio, a music podcast on the Erase Podcast Network. To be part of our show, email cunyradio@gmail.com. That's cuniradio@gmail.com. We would love to take your thoughts, comments, and questions. Last but not least, hit cooluniversity.com to check out a cool-ass blog, what's going on with the podcast, as well as some of the flyest merchandise, I believe, paper could buy. Listen, man, this is your favorite uncle, Corey Matthews, representing cooluniversity.com.
This is what we play for!
I know the time. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors. Here we go.
Rock, paper, scissors, say shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, say shoot. Woo! Woo! All right, boss man.
Let's do this.
Here we go. It's crazy switching back and forth.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the mic.
CUNY Radio. If I die today, I I got a message from my granny, homie. Here lies a cigarette smoking chick magnet, homie. Silky sweatsuits now mandatory, cause this paper got control like Janet on me. My mama always tell me I should psalm read. I just hope the Lord deliver what the squad need. Night tax tone and Troy Ave went non-be. Dipped out the back, scuffed up my Dom C's. Yeah, they know me as the Fonz. Brother moving eights like Selena and Bonds. Piso in charge, let them blue and white suits wanna wreak on my charge. I seen that from far, the backseat of them cars. Neighborhood thugs singing like the leading debauch. To me they some broads, for every tree that I spark I make sure I'm high enough to reach for the stars. The price you pay to be large, yeah. But you know it, damn right, had some motherfuckers snowing, damn right. I've been working all day and whoo chow. Will I get up in the morning? Damn right. You know it? Damn right. Had this motherfucker snowing. Damn right. I've been working all day and whoo chow. Will I get up in the morning? Damn right.
I never said I was a role model, activist, a prophet, to say the least, a pastor that passed the spliff, promised to never let the cash get me flatulent, charming, bitches take a knee like Kaepernick, starving, flooded the new cross with blue frost, new tax bracket, new loft, the true boss, next stop to your boo draws, the goof off, why you blue ball, she ride cock, the blue Ross, the flow optimized, the whip shift in the Optimus Prime, way I lean crooked, big papa's eye, fuck with me and get side. I'm meeting rappers like mama's pies. I talk shit and don't apologize. It's probably why I go to therapy. They telling me I'm losing my head. John Kennedy, I beat her while she on the rag. Call that bitch a felony. It's Holly. Bury me the black Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, they know it. Damn right. That's motherfucker snowing. Damn right. I've been working all day and ooh-cha. Will I get up in the morning? Damn right. They know it. Damn right. Had this motherfucker snowing. Damn right. Been working all day and whoo child. Will I get up in the morning? Damn right. Let me tell you something. That's what you get when you sign on to CUNY Radio.
Right.
Let me tell you something, man. That was another beat given to us by, hey, it's the mob. But this time, it was from Uncle Tay.
Uncle Tay.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate your contribution to another fly episode of CUNY Radio.
At
this time, and at this time we're gonna get into the shameless plugs. I don't even need you to make that. I'm just gonna shameless plug. You have been listening to episode 2 of CUNY Radio.
Hope you liked it.
Yes,
hope you enjoyed it. We hope that you have your own opinions, have your own. Answer the questions while you're at home listening. Answer the questions on your own, because I feel like these questions apply. You know, they're not just for us, they're for everybody to.
It's for think everybody.
About and, you know, go through and answer the, you know, answer themselves. Questions that you probably had already that it's just like.
And that's the thing, too. Hit us up on Twitter. Argue, man. If you got something else to argue, we love to argue.
Damn right.
Let me tell you something. Once again, those lovely beats were given to us by, hey, it's the mob, Uncle Ted, Uncle Tone. Beautiful individuals, okay? You know me, what I do every day, all day. We have a cool-ass blog. Word. I'm blogging all the time. About shit that I like. I don't want to hear what you want to hear. If you don't like it, just say it nicely that you don't like it. CoolUniversity.com. CoolUniversity.com for some fly merchandise we got going on. And you know, you can also always find this episode always on the site. Everything is always on the site, all right? Social media is the same. Everything Cool University. UNIVERCITY. All right? From the hat to the socks, it's all Cool University. Holly, what you got going on?
ITZHOLLE on all social media, except for Facebook. I will not friend you on Facebook. you know what it is. You know, Erase Network, Since Podcast. We got more content, more podcasts we're gonna put out. But this one is going to stand the test of time, like we've been talking about, because this is more than just, you know, updates, news, and you know, this is different than just regular media.
Yeah, we're gonna tell you what we think a little bit. So hopefully you like what we think.
Yeah.
I tell you this, Hollywood, up to no good. It was a pleasure.
Definitely.
To As do always. Episode and finish episode number 2.
As always, cheers.
Cheers, baby. All right, y'all. Tuny Radio, episode 2 in the books.
We gonna keep drinking, y'all go on.